Today's show is brought to you by Bob's Red Mill, sharing nothing but the best in whole grain nutrition and committed to their mission of good food for all. Learn more at bobsredmill.com/podcast.
You're listening to Heritage Radio Network. We're a member-supported food radio network broadcasting over 35 weekly shows live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. Join our hosts as they lead you through the world of craft brewing, behind the scenes of the restaurant industry, inside the battle over school food, and beyond. Find us at heritageradionetwork.org.
This is Cynthia Cherish Malloran, Reverend DJ Cherish the Love, and you are listening to Wedding Cake on Heritage Radio Network. So before I forget, let me tell you how to reach out to me and get my attention on social media, Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook at DJ Cherish the Love, that is love spelled L-U-V, and hashtag using Wedding Cake, all one word, Heritage underscore radio, and hashtag RevLove. So welcome to the fifth episode of the first season of Wedding Cake. Yay. Time is flying so fast. Thank you, thank you. A sweet revenge on my own wedding day years ago when I didn't get to have cake because I eloped in Vegas. So that marriage didn't work out, but I still love weddings. I love DJing them. I love writing the ceremonies and officiating them. And I even love coordinating the surprise marriage proposals around New York City. So reach out to me if you are planning on popping the question. I can coach you, and together we can make it epic. And the best part of the show is every week we get to eat wedding cake on air because I'm not bitter and I love love. I decided I should have my cake every week and eat it too. So speaking of DJing, I, DJ Cherish the Love, am Whole Foods, New York City's official DJ. So come hang and eat and listen to my select tunes every first Tuesday of every month, 6 to 8 p.m. Bryant Park, New York City. In July, it will be July 5th, Wednesday, because of Independence Day. And just the other day at Whole Foods, a whole bunch of folks came through, hung out, ate, including one of our own Heritage, Dina V. It was so much fun. I just love to people watch. I'm kind of a voyeur. And I love watching people eat and tap their feet. So you might remember my voice from my previous show on Heritage Radio Network, Primary Food. It hasn't gone away. It still very much lives. So search for it on iTunes and Stitcher because there are many, many gems about life and creativity and my healing from cancer. I will be back on the Primary Food, but since it is wedding season, I figured we should all have cake and talk about love. So listeners, listen up. You can call in live at 718-497-2128. Again, that's 718-497-2128. This show, Wedding Cake, is produced by Heritage Radio Network, a nonprofit, member-supported radio station devoted to all things food. Help keep Heritage Radio Network alive by becoming a member today. Go to heritageradionetwork.org and click on the beating heart to donate. Do it now, and I will send you all sorts of good vibes, love. I might even marry you. So again, you can call in live, 718-497-2128, to join me and today's guests, my fake fiancé. And she was here last week. She's back, and she'll be with me regularly. Vegan queen, Pamela Elizabeth. Hey, hey.
Hey.
You're
so
here.
Hey, glad to be here.
I'm so glad you're basically my co-host.
Oh, I'm so glad to be here.
So what is going on? What's new since last week?
Oh, my gosh. What's new? There's always something new happening with delicious and amazing vegan food. Just working on the dinner I'm having at Urban Vegan Kitchen, the vegan barbecue.
What is that?
It's going to be a fabulous menu on the 29th of June, and we're benefiting the Beagle Freedom Foundation, and this is an organization that goes in and works with dogs that have been tested on and in labs, and then tries to help them find homes so they can have a second chance. So the dinner is benefiting that foundation, and we're super excited about it. We're looking at vegan ribs, so rackless ribs in an amazing barbecue sauce.
My
my old school recipe.
Oh, my.
Yeah, and some old school potato
that
salad
sticky and
collard
yummy
greens. And it's going to be a really fun night. Live DJ.
This
a lot
is
going on.
Great.
A lot going on.
That is fantastic. Okay, so again, where can people buy? Do you buy tickets or do you, how do?
Yes, yes. Okay. Just go right to the urbanvegankitchen.com website and there'll be a link to Eventbrite and you can buy tickets and it's going to be a great night. Really excited about it.
So tell me about Urban Vegan Kitchen. So that is different from Blossom.
It's very different from Blossom. Of course, it's vegan, 100% vegan, but it's just got a really, real deep soul vibe going on.
Oh,
so
I love
a
it.
Lot of soul music,
okay.
Soul
I need to go.
Food.
I need to go check that out. I need to go check that out ASAP. So,
yes.
Pamela, now it's your turn. You have to tell everyone how you proposed to me. You got to make something up.
Oh, my gosh. I have to make something up. So,
do you remember, honey?
Well, we were definitely in Hawaii. Don't you remember?
Oh, totally. It was amazing.
Yeah, it's our favorite place.
That was so sweet of you.
Yeah. I mean, it was really so special.
Remind me what we had for dinner.
Oh, well, obviously we wanted a vegan dinner, so we had the most amazing grilled asparagus salad. Don't you remember that with some lime zest?
I totally remember it. I totally remember my pee smelled like asparagus after and everything. It was amazing.
We had the perfect wine with it. And then for dessert, chocolate molten cake.
Yum, yum, yum.
So good. And then that long walk on the beach, and it was just amazing.
So romantic, Pamela.
So romantic.
I love it.
It was.
And that's right. I did say fake fiancé because every episode I will have a fake fiancé or fiancé because I will swing both ways on air. And in upcoming episodes, we're going to have really interesting, funny guests like the hopelessly, perpetually single lady, the forever bridesmaid who is going to be joining us from L.A. to tell us about, I think she's been bridesmaid for 12 weddings, is what she told me. So she has some stories. We have guest Zillas also, and nutrition advice givers, so you can fit into that impossibly small wedding dress or suit that we all insist on buying. And I am so excited because we are also going to have psychics in studio, too, to help with all your relationship questions and day of questions. So I advise you to subscribe to Wedding Cake now on iTunes. Cakes, psychics, oh my. And I have a couple of other special guests coming on. In a couple of weeks, I have a guest who was in the movie Weekend at Bernie's.
Ah.
And he has, for some reason, stories to tell about Viagra. So
lovely.
Yeah, we're going to get some of that.
Looking forward to
that. And in the next couple of weeks, we have an episode on how to elope. And on the 29th, we're going to have a live vow renewal.
Oh, beautiful.
That's going to be incredible.
Beautiful.
I can't wait. So today's episode was inspired by me cleaning out my kitchen cabinets and drawers this past week. And I found a little white, I don't know what fabric that is. I think it's organza. A little drawstring bag full of a few blue and white, you know what those Jordan almonds are?
Oh, my goodness. Yes. Yes.
So I found a bag of those, blue and white. It's a wedding favor that I got from a wedding I attended 6 years ago.
Oh, my goodness. Oh,
so
my goodness.
Wow. I was like, I don't know. I just got lost in the endless abyss of my kitchen drawers.
Wow.
And,
wow.
And I'm not going to say whose wedding it was. So anyway, of course, I had to eat one. And
how was it?
Gross. It was so gross. It was gross and stale and weird and sour. And in my opinion, I think Jordan almonds are always stale anyway.
Yeah.
But this one was like bionically stale.
Beyond.
Yeah, it was beyond. It was beyond fermentation even. So I chewed it, spit it out. And then I felt really gross, right? And then I realized like, my friend's wedding literally had just left a bad taste in my mouth.
Oh, no.
That's awful.
Oh, no.
Right?
Yeah.
Awful. So,
oh, no.
That's why I wanted to do this episode and cover better wedding favors.
Sounds good.
Right? So, I've been scouring the web for great wedding favor ideas, and we're going to talk about them today. Just, well, you know, I have a bunch of things listed. You just tell me, oh, I like that, don't like that, because, right, it's our wedding, right, Pamela?
That's right.
So love him or hate him, we shall see. And David, you can chime in anytime you hear something you like or absolutely hate. I know you're not shy.
I don't like almonds.
Yeah, wait, so you don't like almonds at all?
I don't know. What's the point?
I think Pamela it can do a lot of things with almonds, right?
I can work with almonds.
You know what? Maybe I haven't had an almond prepared the way that it should be.
I believe roasted almonds.
I believe that you can do some incredible things with
you
it.
Can. But
yeah, I don't know. Like they're kind of bland to me.
Oh, well, you know, I'm so glad you said that because I did print out something about the Jordan almond.
You didn't even tell me to say that.
That was perfect. You reminded me because what a waste of this printout if I didn't say anything. So Jordan almonds, why? Why are they traditional? So, and by the way, when I posted about this on Instagram or was it Facebook, instantly I got three people saying, I love those things.
Wow.
And then a bunch of people saying, gross. So the general significance of these Jordan almonds, they're traditional. They're fresh almonds. They're not roasted because they have a bittersweet taste, and that supposedly represents life, right? And then they coat it in sugar so that you get the added hope that your newlywed's life will be more sweet than bitter. Yeah. And for Italians, yeah, I don't think David likes that. So for the Italian weddings, they put 5 almonds to signify 5 wishes for the bride and groom. And they symbolize health, wealth, happiness, fertility, and longevity. So the almonds, they decorate the place settings as wedding favors. And they're tucked into pretty boxes or little bags. And they're always, of course, personalized with names on the ribbons and stuff. And for Greek weddings, the sugar-coated almonds, they're called kofeta. And they're placed in little bags also in odd numbers and served on a silver tray. So because odd numbers are indivisible, symbolizing how newlyweds supposedly share everything and remain undivided, so tradition holds that if an unmarried woman puts almonds under her pillow, she'll dream of her future husband.
Oh.
But not if they're Jordan almonds for me. That's just, no, thank you. So anyway, that it's tradition. And I feel like, okay, well, I'm pretty sure I'm not the only one that didn't just shove them in a drawer. And I'm really into giving out things that are more useful and
yes,
maybe have better taste at the very least or better feeling. So I have been scouring the web for these ideas and I came up with a bunch. So I realized like wedding favors, they're basically souvenirs for your guests from your big day, right?
That's right.
So how do you decide on some cool wedding favors, right? Because you have to put thought into the tradition. And I didn't have any because I eloped in Vegas. And you want to show creativity and appreciation because people are attending your day and you want them to walk away with something, not almonds.
Yes.
But you also don't want to spend a whole lot of money on these things on top of everything else you're spending on for this wedding. Only just to like send your guests home with something that they'll just end up throwing away or feeling guilty about not taking from the table, which is what happens to me. I'm sure a lot of people left those almonds. But anyway, so if you were at a wedding and there were no favors, would you notice?
I would definitely notice.
You would?
Yes.
I didn't think I would notice. David, would you notice?
Definitely not.
Amazing.
No, seriously. I mean, I think like when I go to a wedding, I expect to be fed and for there to be an open bar, and that's it.
Oh well. So Pamela,
I love the beauty of the table setting.
Okay.
And the favor is part of that. So, or should be. I think it should be part of that.
Maybe I'm lying. Maybe I would expect it, kind of like the Cracker Jack prize in a Cracker Jack box. Like I'm expecting
something
for me.
A little something right there.
Okay.
For the guests.
Okay, well, I asked Kat Johnson, she's our communications director, about wedding favors, her opinions, because remember, she was on and she had lots of experience going to weddings, and she said, the best wedding favor I ever had was homemade limoncello and Italian cookies at her college roommate's wedding.
Mm. That's awesome.
Yeah, that sounds, actually, I don't want that right now. And she married into a big Italian family. And
good
she said the worst the worst favor she's ever gotten, because you got to look at the worst, koozies, wedding koozies. Like, who makes wedding koozies?
That's what we give our members,
Forgive me. What is that?
Oh, a koozie. David, how do you describe what a koozie is?
A koozie is a way to hold your beer can. And
it's like a neoprene sleeve.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I don't know if
gosh.
It's actually insulating.
Okay, forget it. I'm not looking forward to wedding favors anymore.
Yeah. It's more of a way to hide the can when you're drinking in public, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Got it.
So I guess for a wedding, you'd have, like, you know, your name's on it with a heart, right. And you're like, hey, right. You can drink your beer outside. Keep it cool. But I guess that's funny for, I don't know, outdoor beachy weddings. Or, I don't know, I think I might want to have a themed wedding, which could be cool. And that's where wedding favors could be really fun.
Yes,
I
definitely.
Think, you know, themed weddings, they're unique wedding ideas that show, I guess, your style, your personal style.
Yeah, yeah.
And your ideas. I had recently consulted with someone who had a Harry Potter wedding, like a full-blown out Harry Potter wedding.
Wow.
I was like, that's a lot of work. So, you know, I guess, but that means technically if I had a destination wedding myself in Vegas, my favors could have been like casino chips.
Because I was just going to say that.
Maybe
I was just going to say that.
Dice. Something like that. But really, they should just be chocolate, right?
They should absolutely be chocolate. Delicious vegan chocolate with little bonbons with wonderful fillings.
Tell us about your chocolates, my friend.
Oh, the chocolates. I have some in my bag.
Yeah, we're gonna nosh on those because we also have your cake here. It's a vanilla version of the chocolate cake we had.
Yeah, but the chocolates, I think that's what people think about first and foremost when they think favors, like a little chocolate flavor. Yeah, yeah. And knowing that you can do it vegan, when of course you can make everything vegan, but you can certainly have beautiful, delicious little chocolate favors. And we want them to be very petite because the more petite they are, the more beautiful they are, I think.
Oh, so tell us, you have Coco V.
I have Coco V, which is a 100% vegan chocolate shop in Chelsea, Manhattan. And we specialize in these beautiful little luxury bonbons and truffles and perfect for wedding favors.
Perfect.
Gifts and all of that.
So how would you present chocolates? Would it be in a...
Well, they'd be in little tiny favor boxes. So it would be two per guest. And two different flavors with two different hand-painted designs on them. The hand-painting is crucial. They just can't
hand-painting?
Yes.
Oh, tell me about that.
Yes.
I actually didn't even envision what they looked like.
Hand-painting or dusting. We could hand-paint flowers or... You talked about themed weddings, so we could have painted on something in association with Harry Potter, right? Or whatever your imagination, wherever your imagination goes, we can paint that on a chocolate.
Oh, my gosh.
Or we can get what's called a transfer sheet, which is something that's already, it has a cocoa butter base, and it's already the design that you would like. And we apply that to the top of the chocolate.
Oh, that's how you get sometimes that gold foil and kind of designy patterns and things like that?
Yes, yes. But so the hand painting's so much fun.
It's cocoa butter based.
It's cocoa butter based.
Oh, that's so interesting.
Yes, yes. Yeah.
So what other flavors have you got in your chocolate arsenal?
Oh.
I've had only the two, I think, with salted caramel.
You had the salted caramel, and I think you had the dark chocolate truffle. Mm. Well, we have an Earl Grey tea truffle. We have a raspberry ganache. We have a vanilla lavender ganache, a PB&J. You know, it goes on and on and on. And we can do anything. We can do anything. We're working on some special ones for the fall, like a pistachio apple.
Oh, I love that.
Just a lot of fun stuff.
Did you open Coco V after the restaurants?
I opened Coco V because, you know, all of my businesses are vegan. And I think a lot about the dairy industry and how so many people don't connect to what's happening with the animals in the dairy factory farming. So I thought, what better way than to open a vegan chocolate shop and people coming in expect milk chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
So when people come in expecting milk chocolate, I say, we don't have any milk chocolate, but we have all of this amazing vegan, dairy-free chocolate, and people are just so thrilled.
What do they say when they taste it? Do they say, I miss the milk? No.
They say...
Has anyone ever said, I miss the milk?
No one has ever said that, but a lot of people say, this isn't vegan.
That's interesting.
And that's what I love to hear.
Oh, that's funny.
Yes, it is love vegan. It. And then we have a conversation.
so sketchy. I don't trust it.
Yes.
That's yeah. What is the milk replacement? Is it the almonds? Is it almond milk? David, there's a purpose for almonds after all.
It's a little bit of almond milk.
Yeah, I don't hate almond milk.
Just the almonds.
So you don't hate almond milk, just the almonds.
Well, the almonds themselves are just dry and uninteresting. I don't know.
Well, Pamela's going to have you taste some of these chocolates.
I absolutely am going to have
I
you
guess
taste
I'll
some
try
of
some chocolate.
Yeah, delicious vegan
it.
Chocolate.
I'm going to try it. It's you're too
gonna,
delicious.
If you're going to force me, fine.
I'm going to force you to eat chocolate. I love the idea of giving out chocolates and then, you know, packaging it in these. I looked online and I saw these candy boxes.
Yes, they're so beautiful.
So many beautiful ways to present these favors.
Yes.
I saw gorgeous patterned boxes with little clear windows.
Yes, yes.
One site that I remember had a bunch of options was NashvilleWraps.com.
Oh, Nashville Wraps is great. Yeah. I've been working with them for a long time. Yes.
I find the right ones. I'm yes. going to spell that for you guys listening. It's Nashville Wraps, not R-A-P. R-A-P-S. It's W-R-A-P-S.com.
Yo, Nashville Wraps.
Yo, Nashville Wraps. /candy-boxes. So they have a ton of stuff.
Ton of stuff.
So you corroborate. That's
yes.
great.
Yes.
And you can also do ribbons, right?
Ribbons, yes. You want to do that. You definitely want to do
those
it. You
personalized
know,
ribbons.
I always think of the beautiful Tiffany box, you know, that teal box from Tiffany's, and how they actually don't put ribbon on the box because it's so beautiful. But when sometimes they do. Sometimes they put a silver ribbon, and when they do, oh, my God, it's just...
Presentation.
It's just the most beautiful thing you've ever seen.
I was totally geeking out on ribbons, and I found this place on Etsy called Anything Ribbons.
Wow, I love
You have to check it out.
Ribbon.
It's like, if you want ribbons, you need to go there.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, who knew? Another great site is Boku.com ribbon, Boku, BEAU-COUP.com. And they have these funny moss ribbons that, like, I would use if I had a, I guess, Lord of the Rings Shire themed wedding.
Let's do that.
Let's do that, Pamela.
Let's do that.
And the, you know, you can also get the cheaper bulk rolls, like gold ink on satin, and that's at partyinnovations.com. I found really good prices there. So, do you have a place that you like to refer people for wedding favors, or am I the only one that's searching this stuff because I'm geeking out on it?
Well, Nashville Wraps is a great find, really a great find. And there's another place called Chocolat Chocolat.
Did you just refer a competitor? Is it that good?
Chocolat Chocolat doesn't sell any food, but they have amazing boxes,
oh.
ribbon, all of that. And they're located in Montreal.
Oh.
Beautiful. Some of the most beautiful packaging I've ever seen.
Chocolat Chocolat.
Yes.
Okay.
No E at the end.
Okay.
The
That's I love that. I'm going to check that out.
Yes.
More wedding favors. My favorite places I was looking up are weddingshop.theknot.com. Really tons of stuff. We're going to go over some of my favorite things I saw there. Pinterest always.
Always.
Like Pinterest
always,
is.
Always, always, always.
I get lost in Pinterest.
Yes.
And then I don't eat dinner and then I'm wondering why I'm hungry and I was on Pinterest for 4 hours. So weird. And Etsy, of course.
Yes, of course.
There's so much there to spark your creativity.
Yes.
From bottle openers to lighters and so on. So, wedding favors, yay or nay? I'm going to say yay. We're going to talk about what's popular, what couples are doing right now, what sucks, what rocks. We're going to take a quick little break, a little message from a friend of ours from Unfuck the World, Micah Both. She's going to drop in and say a little something. We'll take a little music break, too, from Kwame Benea, his song Let Go. And then we'll be back with some wedding favor ideas.
Hi, this is Maike, the creator of the Unfuck the World movement. Having a vegan wedding is one of the many ways you can make this world a better place. You could also have an eco-friendly wedding. Find out what you are passionate about and join us for the 5th annual Unfuck the World Day, Saturday, June 10th. Positive local action worldwide. For more information, visit unfucktheworld.com.
Shakedown, you ready? Hey, Madge, you ready? Drums! Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Kwame Benea Shakedown. Well, all right. Early morning, up went the sunrise. Man, what a blessing.
I'm Mike Colomeco, host of Food Talk on Heritage Radio Network, and I'm here with Bob Moore, founder of Bob's Red Mill, as well as Ray and Tom Williams, who've worked with Bob for years and co-own an organic farm in eastern Oregon and Washington. Ray, Tom, why is organic farming so important to your family?
It's all a matter of the soil is a source of nutrients. You increase organic matter of the soil, you increase the water holding capacity. Water is becoming increasingly scarce. So in terms of sustainability, we don't think it's the only answer, but it's one answer, and it's the answer that we're trying to pursue.
It's been a challenge, and it's been fun, because it is different, and we're learning how to do it for the last 10-plus years.
We're not just doing organic, we're doing organic to high standards.
Bob, why did you choose to partner with Ray and Tom?
Oh, goodness. Well, because they're the best farmers in Oregon, and they're close, and they have a bunch of acres, I think about 10,000, over in eastern Oregon and Washington. They're wonderful farmers, and their family have been farmers over there for many, many years.
It's really important that you have long-term relationships, and we've enjoyed a long-term relationship with Bob's because there are a lot of challenges to organic farming. You simply don't have as many tools as a conventional farmer, and so you have to rely on longer-term solutions.
Knowing that you have a market is absolutely critical. The margins in farming are not that great, so if you grow the stuff and you can't sell it, you have a real problem. And we know with Bob's that we have a market, and we turn out high-quality grains, and they buy them, and it all works well.
Learn more about Bob's Red Mill and their commitment to good food for all at bobsredmill.com/podcast.
That's so good. We're back. Okay, so, sorry, caught me off guard because I am stuffing my face with some of these chocolates. What did I just eat?
You just ate something from Coco V that we call a better finger.
Okay.
Because it's better than a Butterfinger candy bar.
David, what did you think of it?
That.
What'd you think of it, David?
Outstanding.
I mean, how is that vegan?
It just is.
It's just magically no dairy in that.
No dairy at all.
I want to eat another, but then I can't talk. Okay, so I'm so excited because actually to go through these things that I found online, the best of these wedding favors, I'm super psyched. I found these on BuzzFeed, Martha Stewart, womengettingmarried.com. Who knew that was a URL?
That's great.
Yeah, but before I go into favors, really quick, I found two really cute ideas for guest books. I'm not going to do a whole show on guest books. That's why I'm going to pop it in right now. But these little wooden hearts that your guests can like write little messages on. And then they get saved into this clear case. And then you can read everybody's loving message. And hopefully you guys still love each other forever when you're looking at it. That was sweet. But actually, the one that I loved for a guest book idea, so much better than a plain old book, to put Jenga pieces out. Just a piece.
Oh, my gosh.
And then people get, you know, a permanent marker and they write a message on the Jenga piece.
Lovely.
And then the couple has a Jenga game.
Yes.
With everyone's
Amazing.
Messages.
What a great idea.
Maybe a little bit strange when it all topples, but but I thought it was really creative. So, creative wedding favors. This is the best one I found, and then I'll go through all the other great ones. Seed bombs.
Seed bombs.
Do you guys know what a seed bomb is? Found this on Etsy.
A seed bomb.
What do you think that is? What does that sound like?
It sounds like a seed that bombs.
She's brilliant. Seed bombs or seed balls, they're called by gardeners who they create a ball out of dirt and seeds.
Oh, wow.
And you can have it colored or painted or whatever.
Look at that.
And you throw them in places and they sprout flowers, like wildflower seeds. And you can be like a rogue gardener in New York City and throw seed bombs in funny places and you'll see little patches of
sprout.
I just love that because I felt like it wouldn't be something that you'd end up keeping in your drawer for
That's
6 years.
True. That's really
Plus,
true.
When you plant it,
right.
You know, you would see something actually come out of it.
Very interesting.
I really loved that. Let's see. There are a couple of things here. I saw a lot of edibles.
Yes.
And I don't mean the marijuana kind, although I'm sure that's possible. Jams.
Yes, yes.
Jellies. I saw something that was really lovely. Pies in mini mason jars.
Oh, cute.
How neat is that?
That's a great idea.
Now, do you bake?
I bake all the time.
Oh, your eyes just opened up. Like, yeah. So what do you think of that idea? Mason jar.
Oh, my gosh. I want to go and do that. I want to do that next time I'm at Cocoa Bee.
Yeah. So you're all about pies. The edible. Yes. Like the little edible treats.
I love that.
I also love this. Little succulents, you know, like little cactus gifts.
Oh, yes.
Not the really stuff cute. That pricks you, but like, you know, the kind that if you don't water it for 6 months, it still might be alive, which is perfect for me.
Very cute. Very cute.
This one's really cool. Personalized lip balm.
Mmm.
You can make a vegan version of that.
Yes, easily.
And donuts. What do you think of that?
Anything edible. Works.
I can't really picture it. I don't know. Maybe
mini
David
donut.
Would like that.
The tiniest little donut.
Oh, no. I think this site was like, no, full-size donuts. With a ribbon and the couple's name on it. S'mores, like a kit to make s'mores.
Are there
vegan
a good idea.
Marshmallows? Is
yes,
that possible?
Absolutely.
How is that possible
and
without
yummy.
Egg?
Yummy. No, the ingredients that I know that we can use.
Pamela,
they're
you have
there.
Like some kind of
they're
magical,
around.
Like my magical.
Next time I'm bringing vegan marshmallows.
What's in a regular marshmallow? Chocolate like gelatin milk. Or something?
It's got to be egg. And
gelatin.
Yeah. Egg yeah. and gelatin yeah. and white paint.
Right. Yeah, right?
Like, yeah, like, yummy. This is great, too. I don't know if you drink much, but I don't drink much. But when I do see something like a jar of moonshine as a wedding favor.
That's interesting. Sure, everyone will appreciate
there you go.
That.
Water bottles, personalized water bottles.
Mm.
I like this. Sunglasses.
Everyone will love a pair of sunglasses.
Right? Especially if, you know, when we have our go back to Hawaii.
That's right. That's right.
Everyone gets sunglasses.
That's right.
Now, I went to a couple of weddings that had coffee beans as a gift. Mm. And that was wonderful, too. Mm. Just like different blends of coffees. I also saw people giving out soaps.
That's lovely.
Custom soaps.
Yes.
Now, there are vegan and non-vegan soaps, right?
Mm-hmm. It's the same kind of story, you know, like vegan. It's kind of like when we think about it's the beeswax, you know, we want to gotta stay away
so it's
from that.
So it's the beeswax. And isn't there like and, lard also?
And yeah.
Like,
and some soap. It's really weird.
That's weird. Soap making is weird.
Soap making is weird.
I actually tried to make soap once for favors and I think I burned my skin because we used, I don't know what's that chemical. That white powder stuff. And I was like, this doesn't feel good on my hands. And I was wearing gloves.
Lye.
Wow. Thank you.
Wow.
Yeah. So I don't know how the lye turns the fatty stuff into this, like.
I kind of don't want to know.
Yeah. Did you see the movie Fight Club?
Oh, yes.
David did, I'm sure. Yes. So succulents. I do love the succulents.
What's that supposed to mean?
More drink making kits like mojito muddlers.
Mm.
Something I thought was strange. Pack of stickers.
A pack of stickers. themed, right? Themed
well,
stickers.
The one I was looking at is just cats.
Oh, that
so,
sounds good to
oh,
me.
Oh, so you like that. Okay.
Love right. kitties. Love
kitty
them.
Stickers. Again, I saw homemade limoncello. Seems to be a trend. Custom tote bags. I DJ'd a wedding last year. Everyone got custom tote bags with the couple's name on it. Notebooks, journals.
Love that.
Yeah, things that people
love
can write. You
yes.
know, like bottle openers, all kinds of bottle openers. So many different kinds. Cookies. Now, there was something I saw that was really cool. Customized fortune cookies.
That's a great
that
idea.
Had, like, the
That's
couples.
A really fun idea.
It's so cute.
Yeah.
Maybe
really,
I need
really
to do some Cocoa Bee fortune cookies.
Cocoa Bee fortune cookies, yeah. That's a really fun idea.
I also saw stuff about cookie bars. You know, like, so you get an empty container and you get to choose which treats you want to come home with.
Mm.
Like a big bar. You can do that with chocolates, I'm sure, too. I love these ideas, especially...
Such great ideas.
I saw flowering ideas, aside from the seed bomb. Tulip bulbs, you know, things that you
yes.
can actually plant
yes.
into gardens. That was really, really nice. Coasters, very popular also.
Very popular.
Customized, personalized, themed coasters, lots of them. This was interesting, too. A custom music mix. What do you think about that?
I love that.
Oh,
so wow.
everyone would
That's
get
so different.
Kind of like the mix Maybe that was played at the wedding, or maybe the music that the bride and groom like love, or bride and bride, or groom and groom, whatever they wanted to share.
That's
with.
The best one.
You like that?
So far.
I, as the music person, I like that. And I really like the seed bombs. Strange ones I thought were mugs.
Oh, no. Not mugs.
Mugs, and then I also saw luggage tags. Maybe if you're at a destination.
Who came up with that?
Yeah, there's tons of that. Popcorn, unpopped and popped.
Unpopped and popped. Okay, popcorn is acceptable.
Do you do popcorn at your restaurant, like as a garnish or anything like that?
Not yet.
And not anytime soon. Barbecue sauce.
Interesting.
I've seen that also. Hot sauces.
Hot sauce. Yes.
Spices.
That works. Spices.
I'm telling you, the edible. I'm just gonna close this by saying, like, all the edible stuff.
Anything edible will work. Anything edible.
I want to try to make some custom shaped edible chocolates. Maybe Ooh. Maybe there's like a logo or something.
Let's do it. Let's do it. We can do it easily.
Do you cater weddings also?
We do. We do. We absolutely cater weddings.
What is that process like? Yes.
Oh, it's intense because you want it to be just so. It's really intense, but it's so exciting because, again, going back to the vegan food aspect of it, everybody, all of the guests love it because everyone has something to eat.
Yeah. That's right.
But it really is quite challenging because you want it to be so special for the bride and the groom.
And I think, you know, the more personalized you can make it, I think is definitely the way to go.
Yes.
You don't have to spend a ton of money. Some people spend a lot of money. Like maybe the sunglasses aren't the cheapest thing, you know, or the cutting boards that are customized. But I think if it has meaning, if it's fun, if it's colorful, perhaps edible and sweet. I mean,
yes,
I really think
absolutely.
that is the way to go. I have a friend who does custom spices. ATC Spices. She's here in Brooklyn, and she does favors. And you guys,
I love that. I love that idea.
That's really fantastic. So, okay, for our wedding,
what would the favors
chocolates.
Be? Chocolates.
It
of
would
course.
Have to be. It would just have to be chocolates.
Yes.
And here, you know, with the pies again, I think I would love to have little individual pies in the small tins or the small mason jars.
I agree. We must have those.
So if you have more ideas that you'd like to share with me, please social media them to me, and I'll keep shouting them out for future shows. And I hope I've sparked some kind of inspiration in you and not confused you any further, which is also likely, right?
No.
So I want to just put out there that the more fun you have at your wedding, I've DJed many, and I've seen some that are so wonderful. And then I've seen some that were really stressed out. And every other show, I'm just going to keep reminding people, don't stress yourself out on your wedding day.
It's a beautiful day.
It is a beautiful day. You're there with someone you love. Just think of it like that and just enjoy it. So we're going to wrap up this show. Any thoughts on any last words on favors or invites or anything like that?
Just do what moves you.
Do what moves you.
Do what moves you.
I love that. I have a little love story from a man named Johnny X who sent this to me. Super lovely. We're going to end on that and then end on our theme, Love is Love by Joni and the Nightlights.
Story. Coming up to Cape Cod with my girlfriend. We stop in Connecticut at a kind of mall-y rest stoppy place. It's like a little theme moly place you go, which shops, and it's cute, and you can eat and shop. So we eat. It's very nice. And take our time. Then we get back in the car. And somehow she was upset that we took that amount of time because she was anxious to keep on going. And I said to her, you know, I feel like I'm on vacation with you the minute we get in the car together. You know, like That's a story.
So everybody say love.
For listening to Heritage Radio Network, food radio supported by you. For our freshest content and to hear about exclusive events, subscribe to our newsletter. Enter your email at the bottom of our website, heritageradionetwork.org. Connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at @heritage_radio. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization driving conversations to make the world a better, fairer, more delicious place. And we couldn't do it without support from listeners like you. Want to be a part of the food world's most innovative community? Rate the shows you like, tell your friends, and please join our community by becoming a member. Just click on the beating heart at the top right of our homepage. Thanks for listening.
Fresh Pickings is a podcast by Heritage Radio Network, presented by Bob's Red Mill. Love learning about food? Get more superfood for your brain with the featured podcast miniseries, Fresh Pickings. Go to bobsredmill.com/freshpickings.
Did you know that oats have been used to brew beer, thicken soups, soothe skin conditions, treat osteoporosis, and even reduce the risk of heart disease? Welcome to Fresh Pickings. I'm your host, Kat Johnson. Today, we're going to look at one of the most common yet remarkable foods of the modern world, the humble oat. I'll talk to Mary Azette, co-host of Femin About It, about what makes oats old-fashioned. We'll also talk about the health benefits of oatmeal and how oats are used to brew beer. Then Kathy Irway, host of Eat Your Words, will share her recipe for peachy salad with savory toasted oats. So stay tuned. Hey, Mom.
Hey, Kat. What's up?
So I'm doing this podcast about old-fashioned oats, and I thought I would kick things off by talking about my favorite way to eat them. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oatmeal drop cookies?
Yep. So we had these cookies a couple times a year, usually at the holidays. But why didn't you make them more often? They're so good.
They are so good, but surprisingly, even though they're no-bake, they're a little bit tricky to make. You have to cook them on the stovetop, and you have to cook them long enough, but not too long, so that they'll dry, but they won't be too sticky.
Gotcha. Where did you get that recipe from?
Well, my mom used to make them when I was a little girl, and I think the recipe's been around for a long time, so I'm not really sure where she got it from, but she passed it down to me.
I'm really craving a batch. Do you think you can mail me some?
Mail them from Alabama to New York?
Yeah.
I don't think so. But I tell you what, I'll send you the recipe.
All right, that works. Thanks, Mom.
Bye, Kat.
Basically, old-fashioned oats are dried, have their husks removed, are chopped up, lightly toasted, then rolled.
That's Mary Azette, co-host of Femin About It, here on Heritage Radio Network. She's also a home brewer extraordinaire.
Oats are harvested when the stalks begin to change from green to brown, traditionally using a scythe or similar tool. The stalks are tied into bunches, also called shocks, with twine and left to dry for about 2 weeks. Once they're dry, the inedible outer husk, also known as chaff, is removed and the remaining product is called oat groats. The groats are chopped up by large steel blades, then lightly toasted to inactivate enzymes, gelatinize the starch, and reduce moisture levels, makes them fit for storage. At this stage, the oats are known as Irish oatmeal or steel-cut oats.
But this is not the same thing as old-fashioned oats, right?
That's right. In order to turn steel-cut oats into old-fashioned oats, you're going to use a unique kiln-toasting method and delicate rolling process. This process stabilizes the healthy oils in the oats so they stay fresh longer. It also makes a huge difference in how you cook them. Old-fashioned oats absorb more liquid and cook faster by creating a greater surface area.
So this is the kind of oats that's really popular for us to eat for breakfast. Why exactly are old-fashioned oats the more popular version?
Well, oats are such a ubiquitous breakfast food because they are hearty, fast-growing, and multi-purpose. They have a lower summer temperature requirement and greater tolerance of rain and cold than other cereals like wheat, rye, or barley.
So you're saying that oats are great crops to grow in areas with cooler climates, such as Ireland.
Exactly. They're actually best grown in temperate regions and are fairly easy to cultivate. They can be planted either in autumn for a late summer harvest or in the spring for an early autumn harvest. But that's not the only reason they're popular. Oats have tons of health benefits.
Like what?
Well, for starters, oats are naturally gluten-free, whole grain, high in fiber, and they have 7 grams of protein per serving.
Hold on. I didn't think oats were gluten-free.
Pure oats are gluten-free, and they're safe for most people with gluten intolerance. The reason that many companies can't say their oats are gluten-free is due to contamination when they process them in facilities that also process wheat, barley, or rye.
I see. So companies like Bob's Red Mill, who sell gluten-free oats, they're processing those in a facility with no contamination with other grains.
Exactly. And that's great news for gluten intolerant folks who want to get other health benefits from oat bran, such as its ability to lower LDL cholesterol. That's also known as the bad cholesterol.
Oats are kind of a wonder ingredient, but there's one use of oats that I specifically wanted to ask you about, Mary. You're a brewer, so what about making beer with oats?
Yes. So the first style that comes to mind is the oatmeal stout. Now, oatmeal stouts have actually seen a resurgence in recent years. The style was first brewed, I don't know when, but it was brewed through the 1950s in England. It lost popularity and eventually pretty much went extinct. Now, Samuel Smith's Brewery of Yorkshire brought it back into production in 1980, and now it's fairly common to find not only over there, but in the United States as well. Now, a newer style that often uses oats is called the New England IPA, which is a hazy juice bomb of a beer and is really common these days.
Interesting. I knew about oatmeal stouts, but not about that newer one. So I actually have no idea how the oats are used in the brewing process. Can you explain that to me?
Absolutely. It's actually really simple. The oats are added into the mash at the same time that your other grains are. Now, other grains commonly used would be barley, wheat, and rye. But by adding in oats, you actually produce a smoother, fuller, and more complex beer. The only thing to keep in mind is if you're using a significant percentage of oatmeal in your mash, you'll want to use something like rice hulls to present a stuck sparge because oats are a little gummier.
After all this talk about oatmeal stouts and old-fashioned oats, I wanted to learn some new and creative ways to cook oats myself. So I called on Kathy Irway, host of Eat Your Words on Heritage Radio Network and author of the blog Not Eating Out in NY.com.
Well, I always end up using my ingredients in new and unexpected ways. One of my favorite ways to use Bob's Red Mill oats, because they're so thick and sort of hearty, they're not like your quick oats. So they're really great to use as a crunchy topping for something. So one time I didn't have croutons or stale bread to make croutons with, so I just toasted up some oats, added some seasoning, and made a savory sort of crispy topping for a salad. You could also do the same thing and make it sweet with a little bit of butter and sugar and maybe cinnamon and have a nice topping for your yogurt or ice cream.
I love that. So tell me about the process for toasting old-fashioned oats.
Well, if you're going to make a big batch, you can always just throw them on a baking sheet and cook them in a low heat oven. But if you're just going to make a small amount for eating right there and then and having it nice and fresh, you can just heat up a pan with a little bit of olive oil and toss your oats on it and just shake it around for a few minutes. Add some salt, pepper, any spices you want, maybe a little dash of cayenne pepper, which I like to add, and just kind of watch it and stir until it's just fragrant and toasty smelling. And, you know, you don't want to burn it, so watch out for any signs of it overheating or over-toasting. Then just remove them from the pan and let them cool.
I bet that makes the apartment smell nice, too.
It is. It's really nice.
Thanks to Kathy for sharing her tips for using old-fashioned oats. You can find her recipe for peachy salad with savory toasted oats at bobsredmill.com/freshpickings. Well, that's just about everything you could want to know about oats. If you liked what you heard, be sure to check out our other episodes of Fresh Pickings and learn more about Bob's Red Mill's favorite ingredients, including some delicious recipes and great coupon offers, by going to bobsredmill.com/freshpickings. Bob's Red Mill believes in good food for all. For Heritage Radio Network, I'm your host, Kat Johnson. Thanks for joining us.